No further update on Weber. We're off tomorrow. He'll be reevaluated for his upper body injury on Thursday when we practice.
Be able to come back, or not come back, but to be able to win this one without Shea in the third period, what type of boost does this give you guys?
Well, it gives us a lot of boost. It gives us a lot of the young guys some confidence. I mean, you take Shea out of our lineup, most games we have is Delzato at about 230 or something like 240. So that's a pretty young group that handled some pressure. It's great for the learning curve and tough arena to play. Great atmosphere. I thought we played really well. We gave them a couple gifts at the end of the third, and that was a good response for us. And, you know, special teams, we've had a little bit of a setback on special teams. We worked on them this morning, and they paid off. So hopefully, we can build on that. It's a good road trip for us.
Sir, you spoke this morning about the youth on your on your blue line. For you as a coach, then is it that much more concerning to see a guy like Weber have to leave?
Oh yeah. Like Shea is the he's almost the ultimate defenseman in the National Hockey. He's got the big shot weapon. He can play a skill game, a physical game, and. You know, I was saying to some of the other markets up here, he's gotten virtually no love from any of the media. He's been a two-time finalist for the Norris, and he's having his best year ever, in my eyes, consistently with a young group. He's leading our team in scoring and leading a young group of guys, learning, teaching them how to play. To me, he's having an outstanding year. So, yeah, when he went off there... there's a lot of concern because they have some weapons. I thought the young Shifley line, he was really good. He was dancing, and we gave up some easy goals towards the end of the second period. You never know when those will pop up again.
Coach, what did you say to the guys
then? After
the second period?
I just said stay the course. I mean, I thought we really dominated the second period. And they were having a hard time handling us. They got all their chances in the last probably 3 minutes of that period. And I just said, just stay the course. If you stay the course, we'll win this hockey game. And we need a response from our power play. So we got this is an opportunity for us. If we get it and stay the course, you'll get a good result. So I like the way we didn't try to deviate from it. We just stayed that. And that's good for a young group to learn.
Tough assignment for Colin Wilson coming home, obviously, and then playing center. How do you think he's sort of handling this?
I thought
he
played really well. I thought Colin played really well. He made plays. I thought more than anything, he was playing with pace. But he was hard on the puck. You know, once he got it, he wasn't giving it up easy. I mean, he made a real good play. There was a puck that came around the boards, I think, and it came to the middle of the ice. I think their D pinched down a little bit, and it popped to the middle of the ice. And, he could have laid off the guy, and he tried to run right through the guy and basically bought us enough time to, get back in position. I thought he was outstanding in a lot of areas of the game, and, he's looked good at center.
Sisson doesn't seem like he has an off button. Did he come to you as advertised?
Yeah, he's a detailed young player. He's a good young player. I had no problem playing him against anybody out there tonight. I felt very comfortable, and I think a guy like Paul Gostad, was always talking to him. That's where that good pro comes in. Richard Kloon, they did a really good job, and they got his first point on one of the goals. So, real happy for him. He's a fine young prospect.
I thought your Gostad had a good game. He laid the lumber on the second or third goal, I think.
Third goal, yeah. I looked at it. At first, I looked at it and I thought, that might be a penalty, but it wasn't. It was just, he just leaned, the guy said it was turned, and he leaned in, and he basically separated him from the puck. And I think really what, I can't remember the defenseman was, but he sort of just, got leveraged the wrong way. Paul's a big guy, he's about 230, so it wasn't a dirty hit. At first I thought it might have been, but when I looked at it, it was clean. It was
Thank you.